You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.
It's just past 10:30 and time for the Garden Zone with our sponsor, Jeremy Fenn from Harry Humans Garden Center. Hello,
good
Jeremy.
Morning.
Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you.
It feels like you've been away for a long time.
It's these public holidays.
The
April is too many.
Yes, too many. Schools have gone back today as well. And I mean, they've had such a long break. It is very confusing.
Yeah, because they had that holiday at the end of, when was it, end of March?
Well, they had the Easter weekend and then they had then it was another long weekend. And then they decided, let's just give them a whole week.
Close for the week. Yeah. Yeah, so back to school.
And then our dearest David, he's not available today. So,
Working hard.
He's working hard.
Yeah, it's getting to that time of year where things slow down a bit. So.
Yes, that's right. Winter is upon us, right?
Yes, definitely.
And so our topic this morning is?
May gardening. Because it's May.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So may you have a good day. May it be successful. You know, all the Mays.
It was the 4th of May yesterday.
Yes, it was, wasn't
May
it?
May the 4th.
Yes.
Yes, I went to hockey trials for an IPT, a master's IPT, because I'm a master now in terms of age.
Oh, really?
You know, if you're over 35.
Yes, that's right.
And I've gone way past that.
Yes, for my netball, I was called the Golden Girls when you pass that age.
Yeah, so I went early over Okapsevach and I had to be there at about 7:30. So, you know, as the sun was rising, going over Okapsevach, seeing the moonscape, because it does look a little bit crazy after all the fires.
Yes, sure.
But it is part of the cycle.
Yes.
I can't actually remember when it last burned like that, but it does have to happen because, you know, those proteas and a lot of the fynbos, it needs that actual burn to germinate the new seeds.
Yes, as long as it stays up there and not come down to the homes.
Exactly. Yes. So that's what mainly the firefighters have to do, is they have to keep it away from from
and well done to them. They are just heroes. Everybody involved were heroes.
Yeah. Kerry dropped, I think it was on the Monday morning, she dropped off a couple of things at the fire station and she saw some weary firemen coming. They were coming back for a break. So just to come back for a break and a shower, and she just looked a bit bleary eyed. But you know, that's part of the job. But at the same time it's very taxing. Any sort of,
because now we're going into winter, so we shouldn't fires shouldn't be flaring up like this, right?
Yes.
Because we're going into winter.
Yeah.
So, yes. Well.
But just that morning, I don't often drive over Okapsevach in the morning.
Yes.
Because obviously the business is this side, so I'm not doing that commute.
Yes.
So seeing this, the sunrise coming as you go over the other side, and it was quite a reminder.
Yes.
I've said it before when we did the Japan's Peak thing. Yeah. And there was these little clouds in the distance and then the sun was hitting them and, you know, it was like, wow, okay. Yeah. You know, just that reminder. And then, later in the day, we stopped in at a restaurant in the afternoon with the kids, and there was a guy wearing his Star Wars t-shirt. And I don't know if you know.
May the forces be with you.
Yes.
I was going to say that to you. May the forces be with you.
Yes, may the forces. So that was a reminder of that as well. Star Wars is old now.
It's very old. And they say, well, I do say, anyone who remembers Star Wars or no, may the forces be with you.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the hockey club have their little kids running around on the Sunday afternoon, the Stingers. And the organizer said, you know, dress up as Star Wars. And I'm thinking like, okay, well, you know, these little kids, they won't even know what Star Wars is.
No. So it's time to get videos out and let them watch it.
That was the other crazy thing that I saw, you know, Facebook. two people were looking for VHS machines. Two separate people. The one said his is conked out, so he needs a new one. And then another random person said, you know, on the Komiki board, does anyone have a VHS? I can't even say the word. VHS machine. Because, you know, like, do you even know what a VHS, you know, these days, people don't even know what that is.
You're giving our ages away.
Yeah. No, well, I already told you that I was a master.
Yes, I know. And I told you I was golden oldie, so yes.
So, it's interesting. Yes. May already.
Yes, May already, you're right.
That, scary. You know, when you're a golden oldie and a master, the time flies like insane.
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, so May in the garden.
Yeah, so what should we do in our garden for May?
Well, we've got the veggies that are coming through now that are a good time to plant because it's slightly cooler.
What kind of veggies?
Well,
I know you surprise me every time you come on. I learn something. And then, you know, because I'm a golden oldie, I tend to forget a lot. Yeah. So then I need a reminder.
Well, that's the beauty of me coming because I can, you know, repeat myself.
Yes, and you can see my face.
Yeah, but the list is broad beans, garlic. We got garlic bulbs in.
Oh,
remember I talked about the smaller normal garlic and then that elephant.
And the elephant one.
The spinach or the Swiss chard is all year round, but it's a good time. The onions, you can plant. I think we also got the onion sets. Not sure what stock we've got left. But
I've noticed that red onion is definitely the in.
Oh, is it the popular?
Very popular, especially for cooking.
Yes.
Red onion.
The red onion. Does it have a slightly sweeter taste?
Yes, it's got a different. It is. You definitely can taste a difference. You know? But even you make a poiki, it's a red onion.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, there was a poiki competition at Kerry's church. And I don't know what they had in there, but I'm sure there were some red onions. Peas. And the sugar snaps,
Snap
peas, and carrots and beetroot is all year round, but you can definitely plant more again now. And then the cabbages, the broccolis, the cauliflowers, the kales, you know, all those leafy and you know what I'm talking about, but all the different cabbages as well. It's a good time for that. That reminds me of my father-in-law. Whenever the kids say what's, you know, if we go around there for a meal or something, or and then the kids are, what are we having? And it's always cabbage. And then everyone's eyes go, it's like a running joke.
Is that just a tease then?
That's a tease. Yes. Yeah, they don't, well, we actually do sometimes have the cabbage there, but it's not like the only thing.
Yes.
For herbs, parsley, chives, thyme, oregano. The thyme and the oregano are more perennial things. And then the thyme also needs very well-drained soil. Got to be careful that you don't overwater the thyme. Right. So
that's quite difficult where we stay. You know, I mean, the coastline, we're definitely there. So that's difficult because, you know, the water from the mountain as well, it runs.
Yes. So that's why I'm saying you just got to make sure that soil – it doesn't stay too soggy.
Yes, yeah.
So having like maybe some stone in the mix or the perlite, which are those little white bits and pieces that make it aerated.
Yes.
And then also, help with the drainage.
Yes, and you have mentioned that before.
Yes.
Yes, plenty of times actually.
It's always good to have these reminders.
Yes.
And then, the little flowering things are coming through now because it's the time for the winter annuals.
Yes.
And those would be the sweet peas, the pansies, violas, primulas, foxgloves, stocks and delphiniums. So a lot of those are quite tender in terms of wind, but luckily, you know, we've only got the northwester coming through. So if you're planting more on the south side or the, just not in that north wind, because when that real hectic northwester comes through, then it might be a problem. But it only blows for, let's say, a day and a storm comes through. Then it's fine. But it, as I said before, the prevailing wind is the southeaster, and we don't have that in the winter.
Yeah.
Only when we have that black southeaster. But usually we've got the northwester, which is few and far between. So, you know, we can plant some slightly more tender things in terms of wind hardiness.
Yes.
during this time, that'll still give you that color.
Yes.
And as I said, the pansies and violas are going to do really well. You just pinch out those flowers. If they start going off, pinch out those flowers and then it flowers and again.
It flowers again, really?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And bushes out. And as I said previously, the pansies and violas can go all the way to almost to Christmas. So, you know, getting those in now is going to give you a, you know, a long period yes. of sustained yeah. flowering.
Yeah. What could you plant on your balcony?
Well, those are the
so
things
this
that
can,
are,
this can all be planted on your balcony.
Yeah,
as
definitely,
well.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah, you can do them in the little pots or the little troughs or even hanging baskets. The pansies, violas do well yeah. with all of those.
Because it's also pretty. You know,
yeah,
it's colorful.
Yeah, it's the colors.
Yes, yes.
There's a wide range of colors in those. The violas are the they call them chasichis. Is the Afrikaans name.
Okay.
So because the little flower is like a round shape.
Yes.
And it has like little eyes and makes yeah. it look like a little face. But the pansy is the larger one. And then viola would be a similar looking flower, but just a smaller.
Just a tad smaller.
Yes. And then you get ones that are plain colors. So the whole flower is going to be the same. Let's say a blue or a purple or a yellow. And then you get the ones that are mixed colors. So it'll have a purple outside and then a yellow center or, yep. you know, different varieties of those. So you get those two-tone colors as well, which is also quite interesting. And as I said, there's a wide range of colors. So depending on whatever your theme is, if you've got a mixed theme, then you can go wild, you know, rainbow. Or you can go for your
color-coded.
Blues and your whites and, you know, yeah. some people like that.
Yes, some people like color-coded.
Color-coded, yes.
yes.
Yeah, I think it's probably the same ones that eat their veg in yes. a certain way and don't let the food yes, touch each other.
Yes, plenty. Humans are weird, aren't we? Just weird creatures.
definitely. And we always talk about mulching.
Yes.
Because that helps with preventing those pesky weeds coming through. Especially now, I mean, it is doing the job of keeping the soil moist for the in-between times when you don't have a lot of rain. But the main thing for the mulch now is just preventing, you know, a thick layer of what mulch is going to help prevent those little pesky weeds from germinating as much as they could or would if there was no mulch involved. So, yeah, keep going with the mulch.
And with winter upon us now watering our garden, you still preferred morning?
Yeah, definitely
but
the
not,
morning.
You don't need much. If we do get a lot of rain,
yeah.
that's...
You got to just check your soil. So, yeah. you know, dial back the irrigation system. If it is still watering, you know, it doesn't need to go as much now because it's also cooler. So
and moist.
Moist. So yes. the moisture in the soil stays much longer.
Yes.
And as I said many times before, it's often the overwatering or the soggy soil that causes the problems. So, you know, don't overwater, definitely. Yeah, we can do some pruning now as well.
Yeah, so pruning's time for pruning.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely, if you've got deciduous fruit trees, you want to prune them back because they, as long as they've dropped all their leaves, you can now shape them nicely. Yeah, and if they have any, rotten fruits that've fallen on the soil and stuff, like also be careful because that can attract... problems because you often get fungus growing on those and you don't really want too much of a fungus that's possibly going to spread to other plants and things like that.
Is it also time to plant trees? If you haven't,
yes.
Is it time to plant trees
still
as
definitely
well?
A really good time to plant.
Okay.
Yeah, the rain, we've had a couple of good rains. So it's now, the soil should be cooler.
Because it was predicted light rain, but it came down. Came down hard. It wasn't light.
Yeah, it's the second time we've had this, a little bit of rain, and then
yes.
we get 50 mils or 30 mils in a yeah. one-hour period, yeah. which doesn't help. I've actually ordered a new pump. I don't know. I think I was talking about my sump that has
yes.
to pump the water away.
Yeah.
And so we had I think it was a 0.5 kilowatt pump, and now we've got a 1.3 kilowatt pump. So that means it can pump
a lot more
water
yes.
volume in a shorter time. So I'm hoping.
Is this for your home or for the?
No, it's for the nursery.
For the nursery.
Yes,
okay.
Because there's where all the pots are up on the one side.
Yes.
There's a pathway. And when the water comes down, it just shoots down that pathway and then collects at the bottom.
Okay.
And the bottom is where everyone comes in.
That's right.
So they're walking with their ankles in water, which is obviously not perfect.
No, you need to put gumboots on
gum
there.
Gumboots on, yeah. And so, yeah, the pump just pumps. Right. But if the water comes down like it did, because usually we don't have that. Probably
because Thursday, I think Thursday it knocked us.
Yeah, it did because it came down and quite, you know, and then the pump is pumping, but it just doesn't cope. So that's why I've got this new one. Okay. But yeah, it's.
So now you're waiting to try it.
Yes. We're going to make, I don't think we're going to need to upgrade the pipe size. The pipe, as long as I think, it should be fine. But yeah, it's one of these things that you have to think about all the time. Yeah. Right. Okay. So we talked about the. The weeding, because
that's a menace. Weeding's a menace. Oh.
Yes, but you know, a little bit of rain and all those nice little weed seeds that have come on the wind have now germinated and taking nutrients from the soil instead of the plants.
Yeah.
So you've got to take those weeds out.
Yeah. See, lots of people do manual, and lots of them use substance to.
Yes.
You know, to kill the weeds, but a manual must take forever.
Yes.
And you need to know what you're doing.
Well, you've got to differentiate between the weed
not
and
me.
A...
Not me. I leave the weeds and I'll take out the beautiful plants. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, because the other thing is that you do have to know what a weed looks like, and because the pansies and the bulbous fakies that maybe you planted those last year. And now they're germinating in those areas, and then you pulling them out. So
look at me. You're talking to me
now. You
need
to get that app out.
Well, don't worry. Scanning. Since you've been on the show, I do just said I kind of look at same. But my hubby doesn't really want me in the garden. He says I can sit in the garden and enjoy, but he doesn't want me to be working in it.
Yeah, that does work.
Definitely.
Yeah, so
I was giving him grey hairs. He said,
"The grass is easier to use a spray.
Yes,
because then it's that non-selective weed killer, one of David's favorites.
Yes. How often do you use the spray?
It depends on what your grass. If your grass is in really, really top condition, and you maintain it with, you know, the regular mowing and then the regular feeding, then what actually happens is the grass is very vigorous and it actually grows into such a nice strong mat that the weeds actually can't poke through. I mean, it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, but if you get that right, then you don't often have to spray. And then sometimes the grass will take a bit of a knock, or you forget to do the fertilizing or something like that. And then it might get a little bit sparse. And then that's when those weeds will start coming through. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes you would do it as a preventative, like David was talking about doing the pre-emergent spray for the winter grass.
Yes.
Because the winter grass does look like grass. So you won't notice it until it gets a little bit bigger, and then it pops its head out, and then you see the little tufts and stuff like that. So that would be a good idea. But usually, if you can keep your grass in really good condition, then I would say you might have to do let's say an August or September spray, and then you get your grass really nice for the. That's after the winter because the grass slows down. Remember, we've talked about that before. The grass doesn't stop growing, but it slows down growing.
Yes.
And then it might be a bit of patchy bits.
But now, when you spray, do you have to walk? You know, you've got to walk up and down and then just spray sections of the grass?
Yes. No, you've got to get your builder's line out and a grid, and then you've got to do square by. No, I'm joking. That would be a bit pedantic. No.
I bet some people do that.
Yeah, some people. Yeah. No, as long as you, if you've got one of those pump sprayers.
Yes.
You know, the pressure sprayers that I'm talking about. Because if you had to, you have a tiny grass area and then you would put it into one of those trigger sprays.
Yes.
But then you know that you're doing two things at once. You're doing the spraying and then you're exercising your hand.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
Yeah, and then you're going to get a cramp.
Yes.
So rather get one of the pressure sprayers. Because then you can pump up that pressure sprayer, and then you just walk and hold the button down, and it sprays.
Okay.
And then you will have to walk a grid, to make sure you cover everything.
Because that would make sense.
And that's if you're doing like the spray that David was talking about, because you want to cover the whole area. But sometimes your grass is looking okay, and then you only want to do
a section
or a spot spray. Then you would walk around and spray those weeds.
And of course you need to know what you're doing, you know, you need to know that that's a weed.
Yeah. Yeah. But usually the broadleaf weeds are the ones that have the broader leaves,
yes,
rather than the grass, which has got the thin leaves. So it is a little bit easier to identify. But yeah, these weeds.
Yes, how green is my grass? David's favorite.
But you will need to put a bit of fertilizer on. You can do general.
So now when do you do that?
No, if you haven't done for a while, you could do a fertilizer.
All right.
It's usually, depending on the fertilizer that you use, every 6 weeks.
Okay.
Some last for longer, but, you know, you might have done a final high nitrogen fertilizer,
yes,
about 2 months ago, and now you want to do something with maybe a little bit more potassium in it just to harden off the grass
Be done kind of every 6 weeks?
Every 6 weeks. Okay. If you're using the general one, then it's just every 6 weeks, and that would be the chicken manure, like Lawns. It just says Lawns on it.
Yes.
That's the chicken manure one.
So, and the smell? Some of them smell, don't they?
Yes. Yes. The chicken manure, that one will have a bit of a smell. But, you know, once it's composted chicken manure, so it has a slight smell when it goes down. But then once it's got a bit of water on it, then it'll be good.
Yeah. Jan has come through. Hello, Jan. Jan says she's just like me. If it's green and pretty, it can stay. Thank you, Jan. I'm sure there's many, many of us that do. You know, we leave the weeds and we pull out the beautiful plants.
Yeah, sometimes. I've had a couple of people come through with like a plant in a pot.
Yes.
And then it's actually what's happened is the original plant that was in that pot has passed away.
Okay.
I'll use that term. And something else has sprouted out there.
Yeah.
And then you'll always ask the question, well, you know, how long did it take to get to this size? And the thing is like a meter high in this pot, in this tiny little pot.
And it's a weed.
It was like 3 weeks and it's like this size. And then you know.
See,
you know?
Jeremy, that would be me.
Because weeds are quick.
Yes.
That's, yeah, very strange. But we got a second batch of bulbs in. I got that late last week.
Okay.
And even over this weekend, they sold really, really well.
Yes.
But there are still bulbs available because it's a good time to plant those,
yes,
bulbs now. I think we've got daffodils and the hyacinth. I got freesias and anemones and ranunculus. I got that all in the order. I can't tell you exactly if there's any missing from that list. But, you know.
Your stock has arrived.
We did get a new stock
good
of those as well. Yeah, and then we talked about the fruit trees.
Yes.
You want to keep doing fertilizing with sort of the potassium and magnesium is like the lemon trees. The lemon trees always like the Epsom salts. So, and a lot of the citrus actually flower and fruit continuously. We've talked about the Eureka lemon, and that's a good one. It might not do it in the middle of winter, but it's springtime is going to come through, and then the whole of summer. So you always want to keep, because they're heavy feeders.
Yes.
So you always want to make sure that you've got enough fertilizer going on your citrus trees as well, just so that when they need it, they've got it available there.
Yeah. And do you have lots of customers coming in to ask you questions? You've got some stories. You could share some funny stories. I know now about the weed,
yes,
in the bowl. Share some stories.
Oh, gee, then you're putting me on the spot. I like it.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of a good story. Oh, man. Yeah, we've had the weeds, and then we've had, the food. I'll get there. I will. I'll get there. So, you know, when things maybe don't flower.
Yes.
And they don't fruit.
Yes.
And then I've had this many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's, what are you feeding your plant with? That's my question,
yes,
to the customer. What are you feeding your plant with?
Yes.
And then they say water, obviously. and then it's just because people don't know what they don't know.
Yes, true.
It's like Dricus, you know.
True.
So if you don't know, you won't know.
You won't know.
If you haven't had the experience and you haven't been taught something, then it's obvious that you don't know.
Very true.
So, you know, we mustn't laugh too hard, but it is quite funny. Because, you would guess that the plant would get what it needs from the soil.
Yes.
That's how things work. So it gets nutrients from the soil, it gets the water that you give it, and it gets the sunlight. Because probably the most important thing is the sunlight.
The three important.
Yeah, exactly. You know, don't discount the sunlight, because that's what the plant is using. It's, you know, the energy from the sun to convert whatever it's, you know, the food into energy.
And
into
some
growth.
Like sun, some of them don't like too much
sun. Yeah, well, they don't. So, they might not like sun, but they still need light.
Light, yes.
Yeah, they're definitely going to need the light. So, yeah, as I said, if you don't know, you don't know. But sometimes the plant will be in a pot that has been depleted of nutrients because it's been there for a while. It's grown. The roots have now filled the pot area. And as it's growing, the roots are getting in contact with the little nutrients that it needs. And it's taken it in and it's done the processing.
Yes.
And now that soil is sort of depleted. And then that's when that additional fertilizer that we talk about all the time is needed.
Okay.
Because if it's not there, the plant's not going to be able to get it.
See, I would be one of those customers. So my hubby would probably die of embarrassment with my questions, but I would be the one coming to you and say, right, what's happening to my plant? And you'd say, what do you feed? I'd say, water, why? And I would say, a little bit of light, I think. So you'd cackle. You'd have a good cackle when I've left your nursery.
And we've had a couple of people bring a plant back and say, what's wrong with my plant? And this thing is dead.
So, so I'm glad you're sharing some stories, and I'm one of those clients, so, you know, and I'm having a good cackle here anyway.
Yeah.
No, so, perfect. Jeremy, time has run up for us, and you will be back in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, no more holidays for a little while.
No more holidays. Let's hope David can make it. So, David, wherever you are, we hope you are working very hard.
I'm sure he is.
Jeremy, you can. Everyone knows by now who you are and Harry Kumans. They all know where it is.
Yes.
And they can just walk in, you know. You want to give the telephone number just in case they need to phone you first?
Yeah, 021-785-3201.
There we go. So we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you.
Bye, Jeremy.
Cheers.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Kumans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Kumans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Kumans Garden Center.